Running 2760, turn left 070.
You're hearing Week on the Web
with your host, Jeff Decker.
Safety and Operations Editor David Learmount blogs about a trip to see aviation history. The Wrights may have been first with their flyer, but the original doesn't still fly. Learmount writes that the Blériot monoplane, seen in the Shuttleworth Trust Hangar at Old Warden Aerodrome in Bedfordshire, still does, and it's still powered by its original Anzani engine. Mind you, he writes, the Blériot and the other treasures there are only wheeled out under ideal conditions, which means virtually calm air on balmy summer evenings. On his Dewline blog, Stephen Trimble says the U.S. Air Force is modernizing its Boeing F-15 fleet. That includes both the C and D air superiority fighters and the multi-role F-15E Strike Eagle. USAF is adding active electronically scanned array radar, new electronic warfare systems, and adding a new display computer to the jets amongst a host of other upgrades. The modifications are probably the first in a series of upgrades because the venerable fighter is going to be serving into the 2030s, which is quite impressive considering the first F-15A prototype first flew on July 27, 1972. And now, the latest news from FlightGlobal.com. The April 11, 2012 crash of a Bell Boeing MV-22B Osprey tiltrotor in Morocco belonging to the U.S. Marine Corps' VMM-261 squadron was not due to a mechanical failure or other safety defects. Instead, the aircraft, which was participating in an exercise called African Lion alongside Moroccan forces, crashed due to pilot error. Two Marines were killed in the accident, while the two USMC pilots flying the aircraft were severely injured. Lieutenant General Robert Schmidley Jr., the Marines' deputy commandant for aviation, says the aircraft took off vertically with the wind coming from directly head-on relative to the aircraft. The aircraft climbed vertically to about 24 feet into the air when the pilots decided to execute a pedal turn to the right in order to avoid overflying some Marines on the ground. As the pilots executed that turn, the wind was now coming from behind the aircraft. Moreover, the pilots had started to use a thumb wheel on the MV-22's throttle collective to rotate the aircraft's engine nacelles forward. That, Schmidl says, caused the Osprey's center of gravity to shift forward. In the configuration, the pilot's control column did not have enough control authority to move the nose up. The aircraft subsequently flew into the ground. American Airlines is the likely benefactor of a bankruptcy court's August 15th decision to deny American's request to reject its pilot's contract. Judge Sean Lane of the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York agreed with the Fort Worth, Texas-based One World Carriers Section 1113 request to reject the labor agreement on all but 2 points, furloughs and codeshares. He gave American 3 days to submit a revised request, which the airline says it will file by August 17th. The decision is a rather limited objection by the court, says Robert Mann, an airline industry analyst at R.W. Mann & Company. Remedying these objections won't change the economics of the restructured company. American sought 20% cost reductions from all its labor groups with the request, according to court documents. This equals about $370 million in annual savings from its pilots. The Israeli Air Force has grounded its fleet of Sikorsky CH-53 Yasser helicopters after one made an emergency landing on August 16th. The CH-53, with a crew of three, landed safely in a field shortly after taking off from Tel Naf Air Force Base. Initial indications point to a problem in the rotor blades, the IAF says, but an investigation is underway. Israel's CH-53 fleet was recently upgraded under the Yasser 2025 program, with the installation of 20 new systems, including advanced electronics warfare systems and a satellite communications capability. The upgrade also included the addition of a unique altitude hold and hovering stabilization system and a laser optical ranging and display system. Sikorsky has also supplied the IAF with new main gearboxes to replace the current transmission system, and the aircraft's hardware has to be monitored closely for cracks because of its age. Ethiopian Airlines' first Boeing 787-8 Dreamliner has landed at Addis Ababa Bole International Airport after its first revenue flight from Washington Dulles. The aircraft, registration ETAOQ and operating flight 2501, touched down in rainy weather at 9:04 local time as hundreds of staff members from the airline stood waiting on the airport's tarmac. More than 60 passengers, including the airline's chief executive Tewolde Gebremerman, were on board. Ethiopian took delivery of the aircraft from Boeing in Everett, Washington on August 14th before flying it to Washington the next day.